A final report authored by Jacksonville's Task Force on Civil Rights History is now in the hands of city officials. The 27-member committee made a slew of recommendations and won a number of successes during its five-month tenure. First and foremost, the task force paved the way for every Florida city to apply for inclusion on the National Civil Rights Trail, which is run by a private consortium of Southern tourism bureaus. Task force members won the support of Visit Florida, which has pledged to pay Travel South's $15,000 annual subscription fee. But more than that, the task force has finally put together a comprehensive timeline of Black history. Rodney Hurst, an organizer of Jacksonville's 1960s lunch counter sit-ins and a task force member, says it may be the body's most enduring accomplishment.
It represents inclusivity. I'm a student of history going back to my eighth grade American history class, and history, unfortunately, has been circumstances that have excluded the accomplishments of a number of folk, names, events, circumstances. So this timeline includes.
Hurst says although the task force is unlikely to continue its work under a new city council president, his next priority is founding a city civil rights museum. That goal is one of a slew of recommendations made in the committee's 30-page report. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.